2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Good afternoon. KSL News Time is 12 o'clock noon. Today is Thursday, July 23rd, and this is Utah's Noon News. I'm Maria Chaleos. What a beautiful day. Right now, 80 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City.
Construction delays on I-15 in Box Elder County. I'm Ricky Meese.
KSL's top story this hour.
Coronavirus and classrooms. Special coverage on Utah's Noon News.
A group of Utah school teachers showed up outside the state capitol building today to voice their frustration over back-to-school plans.
We want protection when we're going into these crowded rooms of 30 people.
They are calling for more safety measures to be put in place before returning to the classroom. We get more now from KSL News Radio's John Wojcik.
Many state educators caravan to the Capitol building as they continue to call on the government to give them all the resources necessary to keep them, their families, and the students they serve safe. Teacher and event organizer Wendy Moss says a mask mandate from Governor Gary Herbert isn't enough.
One concern that I've heard from a lot of special ed teachers, their whole class is going to have a mask exemption.
Some teachers are calling on school districts to require medical documentation for a student to actually receive a mask exemption. John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
The Weber County attorney has cleared four Ogden officers in the shooting death of Giovanni Mercado last August, but Mercado's parents say justice has not been served. They are now filing a lawsuit, and Ogden City is responding. We get more from KSL News Radio's Kelly Pierce, who joins us live. Kelly?
Maria, attorney Heather White says less lethal force was not an option in this case because Giovanni Mercado came within 21 feet of the officers with a knife, which he had not put down despite officers asking him multiple times to do so. During the news conference this morning, some body camera footage was played, which the attorney says shows Mercado switching the knife over to another hand and flipping it open. She also says the officers backed up and tried to de-escalate the situation, but they couldn't go any further without getting nearby homes behind them in the crossfire. Finally, she said, while Utah does have open carry laws, which also apparently applies to knives, Mercado was in his own driveway. Officers have the right to ask people to put their weapons down if it's part of an investigation or for everyone's safety. The Mercado's family attorney will respond during his own news conference in about 10 minutes. Live, Kelly Pierce, KSL News Radio.
The Utah County Attorney's Office has ruled that an Orem officer who fired the suspect driving a truck at him back in May was justified in his actions. One of the bullets hit a woman in the head who was a passenger in that truck. The driver, Samantha Bencomo, was booked into jail for investigation of numerous charges, including attempted murder. A 25-year-old soldier from St. George died in Syria this week. Sergeant Brian Cooper Mount was killed in a rollover crash during a reconnaissance operation. Our top national story this hour from ABC News. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin has wrapped up 2 days of negotiations with Republicans on a new round of coronavirus relief, and he's now giving details of the proposed bill. Here's ABC's Adam Kelsey.
While the current $600 per month expanded unemployment benefit is set to expire and won't be renewed, Mnuchin said in its place,
We're looking at something that looks like a 70% wage replacement, and we're working on the mechanics of that.
Also excluded, a payroll tax cut favored by President Trump, criticized by both Democrats and Republicans, with the focus shifting instead to a second round of direct payments to Americans. Adam Kelsey, ABC News, Washington.
Meantime, the number of Americans filing for unemployment benefits went up this past week, reversing a trend.
Another 1.4 million Americans filed new claims for unemployment benefits last week. That's an increase from the prior week, and it snaps a streak of 15 consecutive weeks of declines as the coronavirus continues to batter the U.S. economy. Jobless claims have been above a million for 18 straight weeks.
That is ABC's Aaron Katursky reporting. Many of the major U.S. airlines are increasing their rules when it comes to wearing a face covering while flying. ABC's Gio Benitez has more from LaGuardia Airport in New York.
Three major U.S. airlines are now saying that children must also wear these face coverings if they are two or older. Let's go ahead and show you what the airlines are saying, because American tells us that you'll also be required to wear a face covering in the airport where your trip begins, where it ends, and where you connect. Southwest saying the only exception made will be for children under the age of two. And United saying you may be turned away at the gate, adding if you refuse to follow United's face covering policy while in the airport or on board a United flight, you may be refused transport. Now, United says it has already banned about 30 customers for not wearing these face coverings. Delta says it has banned more than 100.
And the Utah Highway Patrol is starting extra DUI patrols today that will last through the holiday weekend. There will be 250 extra shifts, and troopers are reminding everyone who plans to drink to have a plan to get home safely. Coming up on KSL News Radio, it's opening day for Major League Baseball and a look at your noontime drive.
Northbound I-15 in Box Elder County, you're going to see delays due to road work trying to get to Tremont. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 12:05.
Utah's at a turning point. Either numbers go down or school could be threatened. Learn more each day from Dave and Debbie, Boyd Matheson, and Lee Lonsberry on KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Big news, UCCU summer auto loan sale is back, which means you can now lock in an auto loan rate as low as 2.89% fixed APR. And that doesn't mean you have to buy today, but you will lock in that rate all the way through summer.
You know, these warm summer days can lead to impulsive car buying decisions. I have made this mistake in the past, but UCCU gets rid of that by letting you lock in this rate, and then you have all summer long to make that decision.
Yeah, and have a more relaxed atmosphere when you go to look and give you more time. Is it a sedan, an SUV, a minivan, and what kind of features do you want? You don't have to use it either. There's no obligation, but you do want to lock in that price that'll last all the way through August 31st.
And not just you, but your family members can use it. You can even transfer an existing auto loan over to UCCU at that awesome rate.
For helpful tips, too, on getting the best deal when purchasing any vehicle, visit UCCURelax.com.
UCCU, you're going to love where you bank.
Hello, this is Dr. Jonathan Harrison from IVC Vascular and Vein Center. IVC has been proudly serving the people of Utah Valley for over 15 years. This is our home, and at this time, we stand united with you as we stay safe and stay home. As an arterial and vein care physician, I have some thoughts about staying healthy as we stay home. Inactivity can cause poor circulation, leading to leg pain, cramping, blood clots, skin ulcers, and varicose veins. We need to keep moving and keep our blood pumping. Exercise and activity not only improve our vascular health, but also our mental health, emotional health, and overall well-being. So, let's move, whether inside or outside our homes. Stand up, walk, jump around. Let's add frequent movement, exercise, and fresh air to our daily routines. IVC Vascular and Vein Center is here to help if you have any questions about your arterial or vein health or would like to get on our waiting list for evaluation. Visit us at ivein.com. And just like our billboard says, think outside the socks.
Thank you for joining us for Utah's new news, recapping our top local story this half hour. A group of Utah school teachers showed up outside the state capitol today to voice their frustration over back-to-school plans. They fear that they are not going to be properly protected as people get back to school. We'll continue to follow that story for you on KSL News Radio. It's opening day for Major League Baseball. The games will look a lot different this year without any fans, but you'll hear some familiar sounds. Here's ABC's Alex Stone.
When the season kicks off tonight, it's going to sound like this.
A grand slam.
You hear the crowd there, even though there's no crowd in the ballpark. If you've listened to a spring training game, you've heard it. Tonight, when the Yankees battle the Nationals and the Giants take on the Dodgers, crowd noise will be coming from the MLB's official video game.
Peanut here, peanut, peanut here.
They've got 75 different effects and reactions, even though the seats are empty, except for some cardboard fan cutouts at Dodger Stadium. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
The Utah Jazz will play their first scrimmage tonight in Florida, ahead of the regular season resuming next week. ESPN's Malika Andrews says New Orleans head coach has pointed out players will have to adjust to a socially distant sideline that has no courtside seats.
He thinks there's potential for guys to turn over the ball just a little bit more, for the ball to go out of bounds a little bit more, because they're going to need to adjust to that spatial recognition. So guys said there's a lot of adjustments they need to make, which is good that they're playing a couple scrimmages before those seeding games.
And the Jazz take on Phoenix tonight at 6 o'clock Mountain Time. The Pac-12 is getting close to finalizing their 10-day conference only football schedule that looks to begin mid-September. John Wilner of the Bay Area News Group reports the season will span a maximum of 14 weeks. The Pac-12 championship game is scheduled for Friday, December 4th at Allegiant Stadium in Las Vegas, but the date could be pushed back if needed. Traffic and Weather Together is sponsored by Mountain America's Visa Double Rewards. And good afternoon, Ricky Meese.
Good afternoon, Maria. We do have road work that's going to slow you down if you're trying to get out of Dodge on northbound I-15. It's approaching the Idaho state line. If you're traveling from Honeyville up to Tremont, that's where you're going to see the delays. So if you're planning to travel for this extended holiday weekend, just tack on an extra, I'd say, anywhere from 15 to 30 minutes. It gets better, then it slows back down, then improves, and back and forth. So just be prepared for extra travel time through that stretch. Your Salt Lake County freeway is not bad at all, and we do have one other accident to tell you about. This is in northbound 40th Street at Washington Boulevard in South Ogden. It's been blocking a left lane of traffic. Durden's Appliance and Mattress in Bountiful will check all competitors' prices and offer you the lowest price on your new appliances. Visit durdensappliance.com. Brands you know at prices you'll love. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and Weather Together every 10 minutes on the nines. Let's take a look at the forecast. Here's Grant Wayman.
Another day where it stays under 90, 89, and scattered thunderstorms. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now, our temperature up to 89 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. And still to come on Utah's new news, this weekend is supposed to be packed with events like parades, rodeos, concerts, and other parties to celebrate the Pioneer Day. But we all know what happened to those, don't we? So what other kinds of activities are going on? We're going to go in-depth on that subject at 12:15 right here on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM, 1160 AM, and KSLNewsRadio.com, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Thank you, and we are back at ARUP Blood Services. We're actually out in Sandy, and of course they have two locations, but we're at 9786 South 500 West in Sandy. Their other location downtown, 565. Comas Drive at the University of Utah. This Pioneer Day weekend, I'm joined by Mikey Findlay, who is here. A lot of people, I'm sure, Mikey, have probably had this question when they come through the door, but with all the COVID in the news these days, how is that? Is it actually affecting blood donations?
Oh, totally. We are having a rougher time trying to get folks willing to come out and to donate. There's a lot of fear out there, a lot of people afraid to come out of their homes, and we do need all the help we can get. There are still patients coming into the hospitals. Surgery's still going on, still trauma's coming through, and we really need all the help we can get. And so despite the virus that's out there, we are asking everybody to wear masks when you come in to donate. Come on in.
Long holiday weekends are always, there's a big need. And my guess is it's because so many people are out about recreating and doing things. Accidents happen. Blood is needed.
Absolutely. The summertime is one of the busiest times of the year for traumas up at our local hospitals. They go through more blood up there than any other time of the year. So we really need people to come out and to donate, especially heading into the holiday weekend. We typically see a lot more traumas through the weekends. We just have a hard time trying to keep up with everything they're using up there.
As is usually the case, we've got a little reward for you, too, a $10 gift card to Panda Express if you come in today. Again, 9786 South 500 West in Sandy. Come see us at ARUP. They're open noon to 7.
The RV market is raging with popularity, and Motorsportsland is here to serve all of your RV needs. Even in this time of nationwide RV shortages and buying frenzies, it's still important to be an educated buyer. You should never pay more than a dealer's advertised price with fake fees like freight, prep, or a new RV orientation. State advertising regulations do not allow dealers to charge these fees, but many still find a way to trick customers into paying thousands more than they should. Make sure to compare your potential purchases based on the final out-the-door price. If a dealer adds thousands of dollars in so-called required fees, stand up, walk away, and come to Motorsportsland, where our advertised price already includes freight, prep, a detailed RV orientation, and even propane. Shop like a pro RV buyer and let Motorsportsland help you get away.
Let Motorsportsland help you get away.
Motorsportsland, 4001 South State.
Have you been laid off, furloughed, permitted to resign, fired, offered early retirement or a buyout because this virus affected your continued employment? If so, don't leave your 401k or company plan with your old employer. I'm Jeff Jr. with Trajan Wealth, strongly recommending you roll that old plan over. By leaving it there, you completely lose control. If your old company goes out of business or gets purchased, your money could be tied up in litigation for years. Don't risk the money you've worked so hard for by leaving it with the company you no longer work for. Trajan Wealth specializes in 401k and company plan rollovers. We'll walk you through it and even complete the paperwork for you. Don't leave your 401k unprotected and unsupervised. As a fiduciary, Trajan Wealth has the experience and knowledge to help you. Call today, 801-899-7600, 801-899-7600, or visit TrajanWealth.com.
Investment advisory services offered through Trajan Wealth, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
Stay up to date on all the day's latest news. All you need to do is text the word news to the Utah Community Credit Union text line at 57500. KSL News Time 1215. The three things you need to know this hour first.
Over 100 Utah educators gathered at the Capitol building this morning. They're asking for increased safety measures inside classrooms this fall. I'm KSL News Radio's John Mochak.
Second, today is opening day in Major League Baseball. The hits will be real, but the crowd noise on TV will be fake, since there are no fans in the stands. Third is Look at Your Noontime Drive is sponsored by Mountain America's Visa Double Rewards. Here's Ricky Meese.
We do have a crash in Weber County. This is northbound 40th Street at Washington Boulevard. It's been blocking a left lane of traffic. And also delays due to road work northbound I-15 in Box Elder County approaching Tremonton. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Partly cloudy skies and some scattered afternoon thunderstorms. 89. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now, 89 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Time for KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. More pain as coronavirus infections and death surge in the U.S. and another 1.4 million Americans filed for jobless claims last week. Airlines could soon add to those rolls.
American Airlines is the third major carrier to release its second quarter results, and like the others, the losses are in the billions. American and United both posting net losses of $2.1 billion. Delta reported a loss of $5.7 billion. American and United have now notified tens of thousands of their employees that they could be laid off in October once the airlines are allowed to implement layoffs. Right now, they're barred because they took federal bailout money. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Democratic presidential hopeful Joe Biden and his former boss teaming up on the campaign trail virtually.
Former Vice President Joe Biden and former President Obama focusing in on President Trump's response to COVID-19 during a socially distanced conversation released online. Biden criticized Trump's efforts to dismantle Obamacare.
I don't think he has any sense of empathy.
While Obama drew contrast between Biden and Trump, who has at times broken with top health officials in the midst of the outbreak.
I have confidence that you're going to actually listen to the experts.
Mark Remillard, ABC News.
A judge ordered President Trump's former fixer be released due to the coronavirus furlough, siding with defense attorneys. Their clients' rights were violated.
It was retaliatory, the judge said, when the feds took Michael Cohen off his coronavirus furlough and sent him back to prison. The judge said the government tried to interfere with Cohen's First Amendment rights. There was a condition on his home confinement that would have stopped Cohen from publishing his book about President Trump. At first, the judge said there were no conditions placed on Cohen. Then the Bureau of Prisons understands he's writing a book and it'll be finished by election time, and they impose conditions.
He's set to be released tomorrow. ABC's Aaron Katursky, you're listening to ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth.
The coronavirus. People stronger together.
This weekend was supposed to be packed with events like parades and rodeos, concerts, and other parties to celebrate Pioneer Day. But COVID-19 has forced the cancellation of most festivities across Utah. So what other kinds of activities have been taken off the calendar because of this virus? KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson tells us more.
Jason 47 among one of the longest running parades in the United States, as you probably know. It's history dating back all the way to 1849. That's when the first parade was held.
The Days of 47 parade was not the only major event to be canceled this year. After a lot of discussion, the Bountiful Handcart Days, which was supposed to happen last week, also had to be called off.
Handcart Days is probably the premier event in Bountiful and has been for decades. And it's something that, you know, residents and visitors really look forward to.
Bountiful City Manager Gary Hill says their popular Coats for Kids car show had to be completely changed. Now it will be more like a cruise around town. Also, they had to downscale their annual Chalk Art Festival.
They attempted to postpone that till later fall and just announced within the last week that due to COVID-19 that's going to be canceled and rebooted next year.
Hill says they know these cancellations are going to have a big impact on their economy. They just don't know how big yet.
There is certainly an impact to our businesses as a result of fewer celebrations.
Utah State Parks are still open, somewhat. State Park spokesman Eugene Swalberg says they're open on a limited capacity, which typically means when the parking lot is full, so is the park. So you can't just park half a mile down the road and walk up to the gate.
In the old days, it would be, okay, yeah, that's a great place. Park over there and we can make that work. But those kind of days are in the past.
He says everybody should check each park's social media pages to find out if they're full. And yeah, many of the fireworks displays that were planned for this month were called off.
We have two of our state parks that have big fireworks displays at Jordanelle State Park for Fire in the Water, and that was canceled for this year. And then Fire at the Bay at Willard Bay State Park, which typically takes place in August. And that has also been canceled.
Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
Well, if you are like me and you're used to watching the Days of 47 parade on KSL Channel 5, or I've actually been out there in person before, but I love watching it on TV. And you're going to be able to do that because Channel 5 has put together a special program for you beginning at 9:30 tomorrow morning, showing you past versions of the parade, special hosts from years past. So that's going to be a great thing that you can watch beginning at 9:30 tomorrow morning on KSL Channel 5. Let's get you up to date on the drive. Traffic and weather is sponsored by Mountain America's Visa Double Rewards. And here's Ricky Meese.
Well, for those who are traveling I-15 between Ogden and Provo, it's really been a good drive either direction. The rest of your Salt Lake County freeways, not bad at all. But up north, way up north, road work is causing delays. This is northbound I-15 in Box Elder County between Honeyville and Tremont. Now, we also have this crash still being cleared in the South Ogden area, 40th Street, Washington Boulevard. It's been blocking a northbound left lane of traffic. It just isn't summer without Lagoon. And now, they're open daily. Lagoon's capacity is limited and reservations are required. Visit lagoonpark.com for summer fun. There's only one Lagoon. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Let's get the latest on the 7-day forecast. Here's Grant Wayman.
89's high today with scattered thunderstorms still possible. Tomorrow mostly sunny for Friday, Pioneer Day, and a high of 91. And really nice for the weekend. It warms up a little bit, but not too hot. Saturday, 93, 94. Sunday, mostly sunny skies both days. 95 on Monday, lots of sunshine. Up to 95 again on Tuesday, mostly sunny, and 96 the high Wednesday. Again, lots of sunshine. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now, 89 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Well, the Dow has, taken a nosedive today after some of the earnings reports started coming in. We heard about the airlines and how they are being impacted, but earnings reports coming in a number of different sectors. The Dow down right now by nearly 400 points. A complete update of your money news coming up at 1225. KSL News Time, 1222.
Did you happen to choose Service Plumbing, Heating, Air Conditioning, Electrical, or Drain Cleaning as your profession? If you have 5 or more years experience in one or more of these trades, and if you're a friendly, caring, kind person with great communication skills, if you are drug-free, can pass a criminal background check, and desire to improve yourself with a fast-growing, world-class, industry-leading company, if you meet all these qualifications and would like to work for what we affectionately call the best company in the world, bless our heart, then call Whipple Service Champions at 444-FAST.
We hire and train the best technicians in the industry. If you feel qualified, call 444-FAST. For more information, visit WhippleServiceChampions.com. Are you paid what you deserve with benefits? Do you receive ongoing professional training, advancement opportunities, and resources for your personal growth? If not, then join the winning team at Whipple Service Champions. To find your career and what makes us different, call 444-FAST. I'm excited about your future.
Hi guys, it's Andrew with Wasatch Medical Clinic. Are you struggling with ED? Well, I have great news. We can now fix the problem without any medication, injections, or surgery. Our advanced form of wave therapy is clinically proven to regrow blood vessels and restore spontaneity in the bedroom. We can do so quickly, affordably, and with zero side effects.
Hi, my name is Rich, and I'm an actual patient. I recently overcame my skepticism and started treatments last week. I was astonished to see instant results. These treatments work, and the increase in blood flow was immediate. My only regret is not starting sooner.
If you're struggling with ED and want a long-lasting fix, call in the next 2 minutes and we'll give you the medical assessment and ultrasound totally free. We'll also give you a special gift that produces instant results to improve your intimacy. That's a $400 value, totally free. Put a stop to your ED. Call 801-901-8000. That's 801-901-8000. Call Wasatch Medical right now to claim that offer. 801-901-8000.
Hi there. Welcome to JCW. What can I get for you today?
Hey, yeah, I'd like a ranch bacon burger in a combo with onion rings, please.
Okay, got it. And for you, sir?
Uh-huh. I can't decide. There's so much. Oh, go for the Hawaiian burger. That thing's a humdinger.
A hum whatter?
A hum... What? Yeah, it's a third-pound burger, and they pile a bunch of ham on it, and then top it off with a thick slice of pineapple. You know, JCW's. Quality and a lot of it. Now hurry up.
Is he serious?
Well, actually, all our burgers are one-third pound at JCW's.
Humdinger, huh?
Uh-huh.
Guess he is. Okay, done. I'll take the Hawaiian, a grasshopper shake.
Ooh, good choice.
Fries.
Hey, this is Clark for JCW's The Burger Boys. Stop into any of our 5 locations today and experience quality food and service at its best. We're located in American Fork, Thanksgiving Point, Provo, South Jordan, and our new location in Harriman. Come in and see why at JCW's we believe in quality and a lot of it.
Live Mike with Lee Lonsberry coming up in 10 minutes here on KSL News Radio. Lee joins me now. Hi, Lee. What's going on?
Maria, on this eve of Pioneer Day, we have a mountain of stuff to cover on today's program. We will start the show with a conversation with a woman named Wendy Moss. She, this morning, first off, she's had a very busy day. She organized a rally, which took place on the lawn of the Utah State Capitol. She also hosted a caravan of cars honking their horns, all of them driven by teachers or supporters of teachers who would like a little more done to ensure the safety of teachers and staff this upcoming school year. She will be our guest, explain what her objectives are and if she feels she's moving towards them, feels if her voice is being heard or not. And then we're going to take a turn in the program, and we're going to set our sights on Washington, D.C. For the first time, Congress has voted to remove certain statues from the Capitol grounds. About 11 statues which depict Confederate sympathizers will likely be removed from the Capitol, as well as the bust of a Supreme Court justice who authored the Dred Scott opinion, that terrible opinion to come from the Supreme Court years and years ago. We're going to dig deeply into that issue and what it means and what Utah's lawmakers think about it as they cast their votes on the very issue yesterday from the United States Capitol. That's all coming up on today's episode of Live Mike.
All right, sounds good. Live Mike with Lee Lonsberry coming up at 12:35. Watching Utah's Money, it's brought to you by UCCU. Love where you bank. Dollar Tree and Family Dollar stores are changing their mask policy. The stores will now request but not require shoppers to wear a face covering. Employees in the store will still be required to wear a face mask. KSL Drives, Tesla CEO Elon Musk says his second U.S. factory will be built in Austin, Texas. Multiple cities have been trying to land the factory and all the jobs that come with it. The Unilever company that owns Ben & Jerry's ice creams, Lipton Tea, Dove Soap, says second quarter sales were only slightly lower than the year before. Company says consumer habits have changed since the start of the pandemic, and their products have had solid sales. And taking a look at your money at this moment, Dow down by 372 points, sitting at 26,634. S&P 500's off by 42. NASDAQ gets down by 240 points. Ice Baby is coming to the big screen.
Yo, VIP.
Actor Dave Franco is confirmed he will play Vanilla Ice in an upcoming film called To the Extreme. The movie shows the rise of high school dropout and rapper Robert Van Winkle, who became the first person to top the Billboard charts with a hip-hop single. This stay with us. Up next, we'll check your traffic and weather and this week's movie show tomorrow, brought to you by My Hearing Centers. Learn about the amazing new Signia X hearing aid and find out how you could win a free pair from My Hearing Centers.
If you've been there, then there's a pretty good chance you're going back. If not, then you should plan on it. The 36th Annual Raspberry Day Celebration. Bear Lake, home to Raspberry Days, invites you to be a part of the harvest of their famous world-class raspberries. Bursting with fresh-picked flavor, Bear Lake raspberries are the centerpiece of the celebration, and it goes on for 3 days with a craft fair, golf tournament, games, a pie-eating contest, family-friendly 5K run. You get the idea. Not a minute goes by where you won't be playing, eating, or being a part of the fun. This is a summer celebration you just can't miss. So bring your blankets, chairs, and pop-up shade tents to Heritage Park. All social distancing guidelines and protocols are being met so your visit can be without worry. Get to Bear Lake for the 36th Annual Raspberry Day Celebration, August 6th through the 8th. Start at bearlake.org for more details about the events as well as lodging. bearlake.org.
Stay connected with KSL Text Alerts. Are you a news junkie? Text the word news to 57500 and get breaking news and traffic alerts right to your phone. Like contests, text contest to 57500 and we'll send you a weekly text with access to exclusive KSL contests and deals. Do you bleed blue? Text BYU to 57500 for breaking cougar alerts. Message data rates may apply. Stay connected. Text us 57500 from KSL News Radio.
Traffic and weather is sponsored by Mountain America's Visa Double Rewards, and here's Ricky Meese.
Well, for those who are traveling northbound on I-15 through Box Elder County, you will see delays. It's due to road work. It's anywhere from Honeyville up to Tremont. A little closer to home, your Salt Lake County freeways all look good. I-15 in Utah County, not bad at all, as well as I-15 in Davis and Weber counties. And the crash that we had northbound 40th Street at Washington Boulevard in Ogden in the final cleanup stages. Don't miss the Dave's Bernina Swissmas in July sale through August 4th. Free gift packs with machine purchases valid up to $3,000, plus 60 months, no interest. Dave's Bernina in Provo and St. George. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
High temperatures up to 89 with some afternoon thunderstorms still a possibility, especially mountain areas and to the east of here. 89 is the high. Tomorrow, a great day for Pioneer Day. Not too hot, sunny, up to 91. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Good afternoon, KSL News Time 1231. I'm Maria Chaleos. It's toasty, 89 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. KSL's top local story this hour. Utahns collecting unemployment benefits are about to see a big change. KSL News Radio's Dan Bama says the $600 a week supplement from the federal government expires on Saturday.
Even if Congress passes a new program extending unemployment benefits, it could be some time before that money shows up in weekly payments. In the meantime, Utah's state unemployment director, Kevin Burt, says there are some sectors that are still in bad shape.
Hospitality and events are certainly seeing a significant impact, but I also think there are some small businesses that are struggling.
Burt says there are programs for nutrition, medical care, and housing that can help workers when unemployment benefits drop back to their normal level. They're available through the Department of Workforce Services. Dan Bamas, KSL News Radio.
Our top national story this hour from ABC News. The Senate is rolling out another coronavirus stimulus bill today. Here's ABC's Karen Travers.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin said Thursday that unemployment insurance benefits will not continue in their current form. He says they'll be adjusted.
We're not going to pay people more to stay home than to work. So we're looking at something that looks like a 70% wage replacement, and we're working on the mechanics of that.
25 million Americans are receiving an extra $600 a week, but that benefit is set to expire this weekend if Congress doesn't act. Democrats are pushing to continue these payments, while Republicans are looking to bring down the total to about $400 per week. Karen Travers, ABC News, Washington.
Three out of four Americans are in favor of face covering requirements when out in public, according to a new Associated Press poll. Democrats overwhelmingly support face coverings, and 58% of Republicans also say wearing a mask in public is important to slow the spread of COVID-19. Taking a look at your money news, not a great day for the markets. The Dow currently down 345 points. That's nearly a percent and a half. It sits at 26,660. S&P 500 down by 39. The NASDAQ gets off by 2 percentage points, down by 227 points.